The Dharma, incomparably profound and exquisite, is rarely met with even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. We now can see it, hear it, accept and hold it. May we realize the true mind of the Tathagata. Today is already day 4 of this January 2017 7-day session at Mountain Gate. And we are still with this unusual weather. It's 41 degrees out and sunny. Normally it would be sub-zero and we'd have a couple of feet of snow in these northern New Mexico mountains. It's kind of an amazing year in many ways. I'd like to share again with you some of the poetry of my good friend and fellow Zen practitioner, Richard Wehrman, from his book, Light Was Everywhere. Light was everywhere. Light is everywhere. We just don't recognize it because we're so covered up with our ideas about things that in a certain way we can't see the forest for the trees. So I'm going to jump around a bit in this book. Let's start with a poem called Remembering the Real. How wonderful the first mornings of summer, those bright days after school had closed and waking was to birds singing and sun rising. There was no place to go or be but here, where everywhere, everything was wonder. Rock, wood, bright broken glass, a gear in the gravel, an unknown bit of metal wedged between tarred wooden sleepers and the metal rail. No more books or papers. All day was an exploration of weeds and the skeletons of mice or half-built buildings, tramping for miles looking for the real, carrying some cast-off bit of boxcar home to dream on, floating on the wave of what was right then, with nothing longed for, searching for nothing that wasn't there, for it all was. Do you remember as children something of this similar experience? How wonderful the first mornings of summer, those bright days after school had closed and waking was to birds singing and sun rising. There was no place to go or be but there, where everything was wonder. Rock, wood, broken bright glass, a gear in the gravel, an unknown bit of metal wedged between tarred wooden sleepers and the metal rail. No more books and papers. All day was an exploration of weeds and the skeletons of mice or half-built buildings, tramping for miles looking for the real, carrying some cast-off bit of boxcar home to dream on, floating on the wave of what was right then, with nothing longed for, searching for nothing that wasn't there, for it all was. As young children, often we experience that. There are moments when everything is perfect. Or at least for most people there is. But what happens? Things happen in our lives. We're challenged in so many ways. Pain and suffering creep in. Distrust in who we really are. And so we come up with this other person that we are. The one that's not good enough. The one that can't do anything right. The one that's unlovable. The one that's a failure. Because of outward circumstances, we draw those conclusions about ourselves. And we draw farther and farther away from the mystery of what and who we really are. But something continues. Somewhere deep within us, the seed is there. Still. And as we grow up, we long for, we don't even know what. But there is some sense that there's something beyond these ideas, this history, this assumption about life and ourselves in the world. And that's true. There is something beyond. Or actually, it's not even beyond. It's right here now. Simply covered over by the history, by the ideas about it, by the conditioning, by the unwitting parroting of what we were told negative about ourselves, or the conclusions we drew as a result of these experiences that happened to us. And yet that perfect shining beingness has always been there and always will. That perfect shining expression of life with a capital L. In Christianity, it's called God, except people have long forgotten what God really is. It's called by many other names, true nature, essential self. That which is beyond description. But nonetheless, it's there. And through our practice, through this extremely powerful extended out-breath, we gradually make our way through the conditioning, challenged by it often, but bravely moving on, embracing it, and allowing it to dissolve, and becoming more and more aware of what's beneath it all. Gradually, gradually, walking into freedom. Our original freedom. Our original face before our parents were born. And here's another one. This is called Half Light. In the morning darkness, I pull on yesterday's wrinkled pants and shirt and feel in the dim light for my glasses and sandals. Shuffling downstairs, I set the thermostat against the morning chill and feed the cats on little paper plates. As the coffee gurgles into the pot, I stare out the window over the kitchen sink, squinting. Trees and bushes bloom from the dark gray violet blanketing the yard. A squirrel shivers and shakes his tail. A jay swoops and lands upon the fleeter. In the half light, I stare at my transparent reflection in the window, half myself and half the blue world outside. And bit by bit, the dim world brightens as I dissolve completely until only the new day remains. As I dissolve completely until only the new day remains. And here is why we suffer. This is called the Song of Attachment. Oh Lord, let me keep this house. Let me keep this job. Oh Lord, let me not grow old and die. Nor any of those I like, just the way they are, my wife, children, and grandchildren. Let my favorite TV programs never go off the air, or at least be available on DVD. Lord, let my driveway never be filled with snow and ice, nor my yard filled with grubs and weeds. Lord, let no change come into this house, unless it be so that I may lose 30 pounds, and have all of my diminished sexual functioning restored. Lord, let no more of my hair be lost, nor more spots appear upon my skin. May illness never visit me. May an unknown relative or stranger die and leave me $1 million in their will. Lord, let gasoline prices and taxes rise no further. In fact, it would be okay if those went down. Let my care never be subject to rust or expensive repair, and may my tires always keep a thick and heavy tread. Lord, please keep the universe just the way I like it, only better. For this, Lord, I pray in your name. Amen. This is titled Breath, and I'm sure it is a reflection of his practice in the Zendo at the Rochester Zen Center. Sometimes it would all settle down, the pain in the legs, the pictures, the movies of misshapen demons and naked women climbing in and out of each other, and there was only the breath. The in and out of it, going so slowly, nothing else at all, save for a bird or two, or the slam of a car door two doors down, or the whine and grind of a garbage truck, the banging of cans getting farther and farther away, then nothing again at all. Like a lake, like a bed crisp and clean in the morning, like the breath going in and out so slowly, nothing else, and then the bell. This, by the way, is a man who went to many Sesshin and was doing advanced practice. It's probably obvious to at least some of you. No need to call it anything. You always knew it, those days when you were young. How the world shone, and each piece of it was precious. Only age and the wrong kind of instruction stole it away and left you with paper words instead of brightness. But now it's back, that amazing music that everything makes, leaves talking to the wind, ants climbing a tree in a desert caravan, the water running from the brook of a bird. You always knew it. There was just no need to call it anything. Like you might do today, the way you might say God. I hope this stirs something in you. A deeper longing, perhaps, a recognition of these experiences in your own life, a sense of something the same. Who are we? Where did we come from? What happens when we die? What's the real life that we live? Is it the ideas? Is it the memories? Is it the assumptions? Or is it the moments where everything just is, beyond description? Dive into your practice. No matter what comes up, hold tenaciously to that practice. Of course, if difficult things come up, tune into your body, embrace that felt sense, and then return to the search. You're searching for what's there, what's always been there, and the recognition of which, the experience of which, will bring you more joy and freedom than you can imagine. As well, will bring ease into your life. We're now more than halfway through Sesshin. Everyone has done some significant work during these days leading up to this moment. It's important to keep going. You have more power now than you did in the beginning or even a few hours ago, and certainly more than yesterday. Take advantage of that and open to the greater power yet that you have already. Let the yearning to become free. Draw that breath out far and deep, reaching for who you really are. And I think this is enough for the moment. I don't want to fill your head with thoughts. Rather, this is meant to encourage you to continue this deepening, search, exploration, opening to who you really are. Thank you for listening. We'll stop now and recite the four vows.